Hi there, it is week 45 of 52 weeks with Spirit. And I hope as you've gotten to week 45, you can look back over your year and think, I did it, and that was good, and soak out of the entire year, almost like you're squeezing a sponge, the lessons that you learned, the epiphanies that you had, the miracles and the blessings that were bestowed, and the challenges that you overcame. And I want to share one more thing. You know you're moving in the right direction when you think to yourself, I am so thankful to my recent past self for making the current moment easier than it would have been otherwise, because the work you put in now makes the future brighter and smoother. I always remind myself that if I didn't have the spiritual tools and the knowledge and the information that I do now, I would have handled this year much, much different. I would be a different person, and I probably wouldn't have overcome this year as easily, which even though I'm saying easily, it still feels like it was quite difficult, but I have the knowledge to navigate myself in such a way that I don't lose myself and that I don't feel so disconnected from source that I have no grounding or base to go back to. A lot of people think that when you go on this healing spiritual journey and you sort of, you know, upheaval everything about yourself and you make these changes, that things are supposed to somehow get easier or become more tolerant or tolerable. The fact is, that's just not actually true. What ends up happening is that we are able to move through with grace, move through with love, move through with understanding, move through without judgment, and move through without shame. That doesn't mean that we're perfect by any means. There was still a lot of tears shed this year, and maybe even some mini meltdowns and temper tantrums along the way. But as I overcame each hurdle, I did it with grace, with love, with understanding, and with patience for myself. That isn't a person that I could have said could have done that 5 years, 4 years ago. So as you're moving through the challenges and as you're moving through these things, remember, the person you are now is such a blessing, and congratulate yourself for who you are, because you've come a long way and you truly, truly deserve it. Have a great week, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.